Transitions can be very tough. And if they're not made in today's world, it's called an adjustment disorder. James writes as a Jewish man who knows something about transition. There he was, a half-brother of Jesus, learning to get over any stereotypes he may have had of Jesus and surrendering to him as Lord. Although Scripture doesn't say, I would guess he had to also resist the urge to a possible claim to fame by telling people he was the half-brother to the Lord, surrendering to God any possible insistent petitions for prestige, getting credit for himself. Of course, on the other hand, to make the claim to fame for himself eventually would cost him his life, but all for the wrong reasons. Knowing God was more important than a claim of prestige to get a title and a platform for himself. It's always tough to accept changes within a family when one member rises to an unexpected position. But James's whole method of operation changed after the resurrection of Jesus. As one example, we can see his thinking change concerning his trials in life. James 1:2-4. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So, let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. Right off the bat, this alone is enough to sour people on the book of James. But it gets even worse. He says the rocky road we travel on our journey to maturity is to be one of joy. Somehow then, we are supposed to be glad to be on a path just filled with sharp corners which gouge at our skin while stepping over stub-your-toe rocks. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I don't necessarily have a great deal of joy when I'm going through difficult times. A well-known preacher said once, "You can either be pitiful or powerful, but you can't be both." This whole idea of joy when facing trouble sounds a little crazy. I can understand the idea of not letting troubles destroy us, but to consider it pure joy? That can seem like a little much. It's not natural to think this way. But James isn't saying we should have some kind of superficial party when adversity comes, or that we should plaster a fake smile on our faces and look religious to the world when we're hurting deeply inside. But he does encourage us to consider letting it be an opportunity for joy, because something very important is taking place for our benefit. God is leading us through these places, and we need to see the upside of it all. Recently, a man and I sat together, and I wondered where he was in his process of dealing with some very difficult things. He then told me that he knew he had a choice to either be a victim and resent his circumstances and the people involved, or he could see it as an opportunity for the Lord to change his life, and he was consciously choosing. If someone steals your coat, instead of being mad about the theft, maybe we could exercise the other choice to see it as an opportunity to upgrade to something better. The phrase, "whenever trouble comes your way," was used of a young bird whose wings were being tested, like an eaglet being pushed out of its nest. I'm sure the eaglet would love watching a video about flying or learning about the details of swooping down on fish or gathering information about lift and trajectory, all from the safety of the nest. But real life doesn't work that way. When the hard times hit us, it can feel a lot like a helpless eaglet that's been kicked out of the nest by its mother. But trials, James says, are not to make us fall, but to make us fly. Not to make us stumble, but to make us stand, and not to defeat us, causing us to rise to victory. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. If we don't mind this gap and change our method of operation over to James's view of trouble, what could happen? What do you think of that?